Hello and welcome to the Centre Pass Podcast Fantasy Netball Draft. I'm your host, Jared Gardner, and as always on the Centre Pass Podcast, joined by Taylor Mulkey and Sophie Taylor. If you haven't listened to any of these episodes so far, the three of us are doing a Fantasy Netball Draft, picking basically our dream teams. And if you want a bit more of an explanation, do go listen to episode one where we picked our centers, and then episode two we picked our goal shooters. Episode three now, we're going to pick our wing attack, so staying in the attacking end of the court. And there's a few good names here. I think there's a couple of standouts. But Taylor, you're going to have the first pick for this one. I think I know who you're going to go, but let us know who you're picking.
Yeah, I was super excited the fact that I got the first pick with wing attack because I was like, oh, this is a no-brainer. Of course, I'm going for Liz Watson. For me, there was no other option. As soon as I saw wing attack and I got the first pick, I was like, okay, easy, pencil her in. She's just an absolute star. She is one of the most, if not the most dominant wing attack in the world at the moment. Her consistency is second to none. And even when she has a down game, it's still at a high standard, if that makes sense. She's just continuously able to find that circle edge. She's so cool, calm and collected. And she often just provides that sense of stability. While she might not be, for example, the flashiest or quickest player out on court, it's just that ability for her to get out, do her job, and do it to an exceptionally high standard. So for me, like I said, it was a no-brainer. Liz Watson, starting wing attack, tick, tick.
And Sophie, you've got the second pick for your wing attack. Who are you going to take?
Yeah, so as soon as I saw that I wasn't having first pick, I knew that I could say goodbye to old mate Lizzie. But that's okay. I'll live with that because I'm going to go with Maddie Brown. Obviously, been a star for a long, long time and a really, really consistent player as well, even though she hasn't necessarily had the amount of court time in recent years in particular. I think I just cannot go past her in wing attack. She was an alternative for center actually as well. But yeah, Maddie Brown, obviously a really, really classy player. I mean, she took the court. I don't think she had any full games this year for the Magpies, obviously signed for the Leeds Rhinos next season. But when she did take the court, she was outstanding. And she proved time and time again that she's more than capable of stepping up to the plate and proving everyone wrong. So even though she's coming off injury and even though she's not going to be playing in Australia this season and we've rarely seen her, she was kind of a no-brainer for me. If I wasn't going to pick Liz Watson, Maddie was the next option for me.
Yeah, and fortunately enough, we're doing this since Maddie Brown has announced signing
she's come back.
Over in England. So yeah, so she wouldn't have been available if we had done this, I think, 2 weeks earlier, but she is eligible. And I think that's a very good pick. Not one I expected, but and it hasn't taken away from my pick, which is good. So I am picking third, and I'm going to pick Gina Crampton.
Oh, okay. I can work
I
with that.
I think a player who has just performed so well, not only in the ANZ Premiership, but on the international stage for the Silver Ferns. I think she's just a phenomenal player, and I looked at a few wing attacks in the Super Netball competition, and there are a few good options, which we will get into in a little bit. But yeah, I'm very happy that Gina Crampton has slipped through to my pick. Taylor, you had pick number one, and it did seem pretty obvious that it was going to be Liz Watson. Were there any other names that came to mind that you even thought about?
Yeah, Gina Crampton. She was my other one. I know so far I have a very Aussie vibe to my team, but there will be more internationals, or actually there will be internationals that join the fray. But Gina Crampton was definitely one that I touted as a really exciting player. I think that she just offers so much, and I think she's also increased her versatility, which is really good. Another player that came to mind was potentially Nat Haythornthwaite. However, I kind of went past her given that I feel she's more of a wing attack. And while she does have that ability to push into goal attack, I don't think that that's where she does her best work. So I did think about her tentatively as a wing attack, and same with Chelsea Pittman. But I wasn't sure if Chelsea Pittman was allowed to be in this because technically she's not like Well, she hasn't retired. She's playing with Garville Netball next year in the South Australian Premier League, but I wasn't sure if that was counted or what the go was. So those were two others that definitely came to mind, but yeah, I couldn't go past someone like Liz Watson, especially seeing that I had the first pick.
Yeah, 100%. And Sophie, I know as much as you would have loved to have Liz on your side, are you happy? You're happy with Maddie Brown. Were you looking at anyone else with that second pick?
Yeah, the other option, and I'm surprised that Taylor didn't have her in her options as well, was Maddie Gordon. She had a really, really excellent season. I just saw Taylor's reaction. She's not happy that I just mentioned her and she missed out.
Stop reading my mind and just get out of here.
That I know the players you like.
Maddie Gordon was my little up the sleeve, no one know about her, just keep her under wraps and then I'll just slide in and steal her.
Well, we don't know what order we're picking the bench yet, so who knows? I might be able to sneak in before Taylor and sneak in for Maddie Gordon. But she had a really, really great breakout season with the Central Pulse in the ANZ Premiership this year, and even snuck into the Silver Ferns, and she played a really significant and monumental role for the Ferns in the Cadbury series with and against them. I think she played both the 21s and the seconds, I think. I don't think she played for the actual Ferns in that, but she is part of that major squad. So she had a really, really great season. The other players who were kind of on my radar were Maddie Proud and Kelsey Brown. Again, both two more players that are coming in off injury, which is kind of a worry for me. But Maddie Proud didn't necessarily get back to her heights of 2019 before she got injured, but she is a really great leader and she's a really great follower too. She can adjust really, really easily to what is happening in the game. Someone like Kelsey is that live wire, energizer bunny, speedster. So those were my two alternatives there to hop into wing attack.
Yeah, I think Maddie Proud was a good one. And I think for me, I looked at mine and I have Paige Hadley in center. So there was a very obvious connection there. And I thought, there was a possibility that I was going to pick Maddie Proud. But when I saw Gina Crampton available, there was no way I wasn't going to pick her. Kelsey Brown was another one that I think I thought was going to go within one of these three picks. There are a few other players around the Super Netball competition and look, face it, around the world that could have gone in this wing attack picks. Now, just looking to our teams as a whole so far, we've obviously made three picks each. Taylor, I might start with you. Kara Konen in goal shooter, Liz Watson in wing attack, and Kim Revellian in centre. You said a bit of an Aussie flavour to your team. How are you liking how it's turned out so far?
I'm pretty happy with my selection so far because I definitely think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Lizzie Watson and Kimmy Rav would have played together in the Diamonds, and I'm 99% sure that that happened. So they already have that connection. So through the midcourt, as I've already touched on, Revellian is more of that defensively minded centre, and that therefore allows Liz Watson to really run that attacking end, which she already is accustomed to, having played or currently playing with someone like Kate Maloney, who is also defensive minded but can do those attacking things, but 9 times out of 10 leaves Watson to do what she does best, and that is really control that front end. And I think that would really connect well with someone like Konen, who's still young and still developing but would really value that silver service from the likes of Lizzie Watson out the front. So far I'm pretty happy. And I mean, aside from Sophie reading my mind and trying to oust my ideas, I'm happy with how it is ticking along. But if I can read her mind, I would also really appreciate that, so I could figure out her next moves and just try and sabotage her a little bit.
Well, Sophie, you've got Maya Wilson in goal shooter, Maddie Brown, as you've picked, in wing attack, and Serena Guthrie in centre. What are you liking about your team so far?
I'm really liking how I can kind of almost see the connections shaping up really easily. Someone like Maddie, again, she's very, very adaptable. Her working with Serena Guthrie, it's kind of the same thing with Taylor and picking Ravs and Lizzie Watson. One's more defensive-minded, one's more attacking-minded. And the good thing is that Guthrie can go back into goal defence and Maddie can go into centre. So I've got...
Would you believe wing defence?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, technically she can go into goal defence too. We've seen it before. We could see it again. But, yeah, I meant wing defence.
I've never seen that in my life.
I have. That's as if. She played it in Fast Five before and other things. But, yeah, I think I've got two really versatile options in the attack. And thinking about how Maddie Brown could thread the needle to literally any goal shooter standing under the post and how well she would work with Maya Wilson. Obviously, both of them are quite quick in the way they pass the ball, how they adjust to what's happening around the circle, can split the circle in a split second to receive the ball. I just think that that combination, the two of them, would work just seamlessly together. So I'm very, very happy with the three picks I've gotten so far. I think I've really lucked out with my, I think I had pick three for Maya Wilson and pick two for Maddie Brown. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Not, and also not a single player playing in the Suncorp Super Netball in 2021, which is interesting. So we speak about how the Suncorp Super Netball is the premier competition in the world, but yeah, you've gone outside of that for a few of your picks so far.
Well, I'm intrigued because it's Taylor who's gotten the fully Australian flavour, whereas I would have thought that before obviously making my picks, I would have thought that I'd be more Australian and Taylor would have been more international. So that's actually really interesting to look at.
Yeah, it kind of weirds me out a little bit because normally I'm the one that's always like picking boasting about, oh yeah, this New Zealander's really good or this one's really good. But now I've kind of gone the complete opposite and done a 360 or 180, whatever it is, on the Aussie flavour.
Yeah, so my team so far, as we've said, I've got Janelle Fowler in goal shooter and then my centre court duo is Gina Crampton and Paige Hadley. You guys have gone with that kind of centre that can go really defensive and allowing the wing attack to really flourish. I'm going all out attack. I know Hadley can play a defensive role when she does need to, but I'd be pretty happy with Hadley and Crampton both on circle edge, feeding the ball into Janelle Fowler. We'll see who I get in goal attack to round out that end of the court, but I'm pretty happy with how I'm looking right now. And you guys can let us know how we're going and what you think of our picks so far on Twitter at CenterPassPod. Do go there, let us know what you think of the teams, who you would have picked if you had the first pick in wing attack, and maybe an underrated player that you could see us picking on the bench. Do go follow us at CenterPassPod on Twitter, and do go to netball.draftcentral.com.au for all your world netball news and reviews, and we'll speak to you in a few days with the fourth round of the draft.